Let me begin my sermon with a Chinese folk tale. Once upon a time, there was an old man in a very remote village in the northern Chinese border. He lived with his only son. He also owned a horse, one horse, which was treasure to the family. And one morning, the horse was gone. The village people knew how precious it was to the old man, so they came to see how the old man was doing. They comforted him, saying, "We're sorry that your horse is gone. It is a misfortune." The old man shrugged and responded with little emotion, saying, "Don't be sorry for me. Who knows if this may be a blessing." Several months later, the horse came back. Not only had he returned, but he also had brought a beautiful mare with him. So once again, the village people gathered around and said to the old man, "We are glad that your horse is back with another one. Congratulations, you have two horses now. What we thought a misfortune was a blessing." The old man replied, as a matter of factly, saying, "How do I know if this is a blessing or not? It may turn into a curse." Sure enough, his word came true a few days later. While the old man's son tried to break the new horse, he fell from the horse and broke his legs. Once again, the villagers came and comforted the old man, saying, "We are so sorry about what happened to your son. This new horse is bad news." The old man spoke plainly, "Who knows if it is a blessing or a curse?" A year passed, and China was engaged in a war against a neighboring country. All the able men of the village were required to serve in the army, and many of them did not return. Only the son of the old man was spared because of his injury. The moral of the story is this, folks. Do not jump to conclusions too quickly. No one is wise enough to know how things will turn out in the end. Only God knows. Just keep the story in your mind for a while, because I'm going to come back to that. Thanksgiving is just 4 days away. You know, November is my favorite month of the year. More so than December, sorry. Am I supposed to say Christmas is my most favorite holiday? But Thanksgiving is. The weather is cool. Did you see a few days ago it was a gorgeous day out there? How many of you actually went out and enjoyed? I remember that day, gorgeous day. And best of all, has Thanksgiving. You know, as we gather around with our family members and friends, let us not forget giving thanks to God for all the blessings bestowed upon us. A pop quiz for you. If you squeeze down the entire population of the world, which is about 7 billion now, down to 10 people, and if you do something nice for them, and how many of them would actually remember to say thank you to you? Think of your own experiences. I did something very nice for this gentleman or woman, and how many times did you get just say thank you back to you? You know how many will do? Who? Did anyone say one? Anybody else? Now, both statistics, polls all around, and even the Bible confirms it. Only 1 out of 10 people do it. Does this surprise you? It's not surprising. Now, this is true when things are good. You do something nice for them. What about bad things? How many people in the world actually give thanks to you or even to God when something bad happens to them? Actually, my observation tells me that we people tend to blame God when bad things happen to us. Do we not? But it is God's will in the Bible for us to be thankful in all circumstances. That means both good and bad. And that's our topic this morning. Now, before I dig deeper, let me read today's text one more time to you. This time, my own translation from the original Greek. If you look at the bulletin, it has only two sentences, okay? In everything, give thanks, and it is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. That's what today's text. But I'm going to just change the first sentence, replace it with my own translation of the original Greek. In all circumstances and all the time, be thankful. And I'll keep the second sentence intact, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Let me read it one more time. In all circumstances and all the time, be thankful. Some of us already think that, Pastor Choi, it is impossible for me to be thankful in all circumstances. You're right, and you're honest. And in fact, with our own might and with our own power, we cannot be thankful, especially in adversities, something bad we are going through, and how can I be thankful? I'm here to remind you, though, as the minister of the gospel, that God never asks you and me to do something impossible. For the things that he asks us to be thankful, God also equips and enables us to do it. Being thankful in all circumstances, therefore, is not only possible, but also doable. But only in Christ Jesus. Remember what Paul says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In that all things, you see that being thankful in all circumstances. So this morning what I'm going to do is that I'm going to share with you three keys to thankfulness in all circumstances. Three keys to thankfulness. Number one, thankfulness is a choice. Would you say after me, thankfulness is a choice? It is not a feeling. We don't thank God only when we feel like it. We don't thank God only for good things either. In fact, even the people out there who have nothing to do with God, they can be grateful for the blessings. We God's children are different. We choose to be thankful no matter what. If someone asks me why, and I'll tell you why, because that's what God wants us to do. In the midst of all life situations, we choose not to go with our emotions, but with our own will. Do not misunderstand here. When God commands us to be thankful, He does never mean that we should be happy about bad things happening. That's not what it means, folks. Rather, He expects us to stay thankful to Him, despite bad things and despite our bad feelings. You see, there are two words in English we interchangeably use to express our gratitude. You all know that. The first word is grateful, and the second word is thankful. Ordinary folks don't see the difference. Thankfulness is gratefulness and all these things. But let me point out here, though, it was rather intentional, not accidental, when the Bible translators chose the word thankful over grateful in today's text. In the Bible, grateful is used for only good circumstances. However, thankful covers a greater territory and is used in both good and bad circumstances. For instance, you are and I will be grateful for a promotion at work. Hey, I've got a nice salary increase, you know. I'm very grateful. However, we are not grateful when we are laid off. Let's say we lost our jobs. We are very unhappy about it. We may actually far from grateful for the situation, right? However, God still wants us to be thankful. Remember, we are commanded to be thankful, not just grateful. Therefore, we choose to stay thankful. We choose to obey God's will even when we do not understand why bad things happen to us. Thankfulness is a choice. The second key to thankfulness is this. Thankfulness is a trust. Would you say after me one more time? Thankfulness is a trust. Without God, you and I cannot be thankful in any circumstance. Without trusting God, we cannot be thankful at all. You see, thankfulness begins with the right understanding of who God is. God is all-powerful. Nothing is impossible with God, the scripture says, and God is everywhere, and He knows everything, and He is the author of time. He sees everything simultaneously, the beginning and the end of time, and everything in between. And I can compare the time to a string. Okay? God is the author. And God is the one holding the timeline string, the beginning and end and anything in between. And He sees everything simultaneously. That's how I understand God and the time. So what happens is that He's the only one who sees the entire picture of our lives. He knows when you and I are born. He sees when we are going to die. And He sees everything in between, folks. He sees the whole picture of our lives. That's why I can say that we can trust in God, and that's why we can rely on His wisdom too. Remember the story of the old man and the horse? Like the village folks, we humans pretend that we know all about our lives, yet the truth is that we don't. We only see a piece here and piece there, and without looking at the bigger picture, we make quick judgments on our situations, either good or bad, and we are bound to make mistakes. You see, none of us knows how our life will turn out in the end. Do we know what's going to happen next tomorrow? We don't know. But God does. And that's why we say that we believe in God's faithfulness and goodness, and therefore we can trust in Him and put everything in His hands. Defer your judgments to God, because He is the fairest of all, and trust in His goodwill, and because He will cause everything, all things, good and bad, to work together for our good. That's our promise, folks. He caused all things, like a master weaver, good, bad, mixing together and for our own good. Thankfulness is a trust. And lastly, thankfulness is an attitude, the attitude of worship. Can we say that? Thankfulness is the attitude of worship. Let's say one more time. Thankfulness is the attitude of worship. You may wonder, what does worship have anything to do with being thankful to God? How can worship help me to be thankful to God in all circumstances, especially in bad ones? By the way, worship I'm talking about is more than just Sunday morning worship services, 1 hour every week. No, that's not what I'm talking about. Worship should take place and can take place if we choose to, anytime and anywhere. We can worship God when we drive. We can worship God when we rake the leaves and take the garbage out, and even in the shower. We can worship God. Now, this is how it works. Listen very carefully. When you and I worship the Lord, something happens to us and in us. What happens is that our attention shifts from me, from us, to God. In worship, we fix our eyes on God and His greatness, not on our problems. In worship, we remember who God is. We adore Him and we praise His holy name and invoke His help for our situation. In worship, we remember who we are. We are God's children. Therefore, we call out to our Heavenly Father who cares about every need of ours. In worship, we encounter the God who is faithful to His children. In worship, we remember God's goodness and hold on to His promises, not onto our fears or anxieties. Let me put it a different way. In worship, we do not focus on the bad things happening to us. We focus on God, His greatness and His faithfulness and His goodness. I'm so glad that John Parker chose the Psalm 100. How amazingly the Holy Spirit works mysteriously. Psalm 100 talks about God's greatness and faithfulness and goodness. Worship helps us to look up to God and trust in Him who makes all things beautiful for those who love Him. Worship reminds us to trust in God's ultimate goodwill for you and me. You see, we can be thankful to God only when we trust in Him who turns all the bad things in our lives into our good in due time. Therefore, folks, when we stay in the constant spirit and attitude of worship of the Lord, wherever we are and whenever it may be, we will be able to be thankful. Thankfulness is an attitude of worship. I think you will be delighted to know that my sermon is getting to an end. To your much delight, it's very short. Hey, that's my Thanksgiving gift to you today. Maybe I'll make a tradition from now on. Sure, summer on Thanksgiving week, right? You know, one of the hymns that we love is that called "It Is Well With My Soul." How many of you like that hymn? A lot of us, right? Now, the words that were written by Mr. Horatio Gates Spafford in 1873. Mr. Spafford at the time was married and lived in Chicago with his family. And he was professor of Lind University at the time, and he bought a great deal of real estate on the lakefront in Chicago. And then tragedy struck repeatedly the family. First, the Chicago fire in 1871 wiped out his real estate holdings entirely. He lost everything. 2 years later, in 1873, he planned a family vacation in Europe. Spafford sent his family ahead aboard the ship Ville d'Avray, I think it's a French word, and out on the high seas, the Ville d'Avray collided with another ship and sunk. Mrs. Spafford was spared, but their four daughters perished. Spafford took the next boat to meet his wife in Cardiff, Wales, where the survivors had been taken. And while sailing past the spot where his daughters perished, he wrote the poem, "It Is Well With My Soul." You see, 7 years later, their son also died an untimely death. Now think of his life. In 7 years, he lost five children. Can you handle that? 7 years. In verse 1, his word, "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." Bell sitting in the organ, perhaps we can open that hymn, 377, and sing the first verse. Thinking of Mr. Spafford at the time, passing through that spot that his four daughters perished, and he wrote this poem. Just first verse.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll,
when Mr. Spafford wrote this poem, his determination to trust in the Lord. As he said, whatever my lot, Lord, you had taught me to say, it is well. He was in the attitude of worship. And that was the one carried him through his life's tragedies. You see, anyone can be grateful for good things. Very few people in their own mind can be thankful in adversities. However, you and I, God's people, are called to be thankful in all circumstances. You don't have to rely on your own determination. Rather, in Christ and with God's help, we can do it. We will be thankful all the time in all circumstances. Thankfulness is a choice, and it's a trust, and it's an attitude of worship. Let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, sometimes it's hard to imagine that there are things that we don't understand, things invisible, and that's where you are. You keep telling us, reminding us how much you love us. We often forget because we're so wrapped up with all the things going around in our lives. As Mr. Spefford said, you have taught us to say, it is well with my soul. Your will be done. Give us determination that we'll follow through. Give us a trust in you, Lord. Even though sometimes we don't understand, we say we still trust in you. And give us and keep us in the attitude of worship, so that we may glorify your name through our thanksgiving, no matter what happens to us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.